Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to the Overdrive live on Hi FM on this New Year's Eve. Hello. Going into 2021. I think we joined on the air now. Is that Craig?
It's Daniel, Dr. Israel.
Oh, Dr. Israel. Dr. Israel, they've connected us direct to you. That's awesome. Dr. Daniel Israel is joining us now for our COVID report. Doctor, how are you doing?
Good to be with you again on the last day of the year.
Yeah, and it's been a challenging year for sure, and we know that 2021 is going to be challenging. But what can you tell us in respect of what we've learned about COVID in 2020, and how is the world going to perhaps be a better place in 2021 now that we know so much more about this virus?
So I thought it would be productive to just end the year off with the last COVID report with maybe just a, you know, how are we looking at the world now differently to how we would have when this virus broke, which was basically a year ago. And I mean, we have learned a lot, and we, you know, I think it's important also to look at our blessings. And the things that we've learned are, at the beginning of this year, we thought that COVID may be airborne. I don't know if you remember those videos going around, in Wuhan, how people were just collapsing in the street. And we've seen that that isn't the case. This is a spit droplet carried virus that can be contained by containing spit droplets, and we've proved that. So even with this new variant, we know that there are limitations at the moment to how it spreads, and we can contain the contagiousness. We've learned over the year of 2021 that when patients get COVID pneumonia, where at the beginning we were only looking at drugs like remdesivir, which is a IV drug that costs a lot of money and is very hard to get hold of. We are then found through the year that simple drugs like dexamethasone, which is a simple cortisone, is very, very helpful for patients in hospital with COVID pneumonia and has saved countless lives. This was another big finding. Obviously, the biggest finding in very recent times has been the advent of three vaccines that are all shown to be very efficacious and are now hugely spreading across the world. I mean, in Israel, where they've vaccinated over 500,000 people in the space of a few weeks. And although we're not there yet in South Africa, this is a big boost. We basically have a cure, in inverted commas, for COVID just in a short time. So those three things are alone very big findings of something that was not known 10 months ago.
And doctor, in your opinion, is this the calm before the storm, or do you think that things are going to start leveling out sooner than later?
So with all these positive findings, and I mean, there are many more. I mean, we thought that anyone at the beginning of the year who got COVID was bound to get really sick and die, and that isn't the case, as we know. And I always reassure patients and the listeners that 95% of people who get COVID get mild disease or even asymptomatic disease. But even with all of this, we have to remember that COVID's not a normal flu. And, you know, I still have people saying to me, but we get flu every year. Like, it's every year people die from flu. That's not at all the case. I mean, we've got there's a high morbidity and mortality comparatively to normal influenza here. And unfortunately, in the second wave where we are at the moment, we have with this big uptake in cases, it's like almost getting to near the finish line and finding that there's a big jump that we have to make now from where we are to the finish line. And in that jump, you know, people are going to fall. So I do think that more than just, you know, calm before this, there's going to be a storm. There is already a storm. And as much as I wanted to end on good news for the end of 2021, I think that it's so, so important to realize that we are in a very serious place at the moment, and we need to be, if ever there is a time to be cautious and to stay home or to take the personal preventative measures that one needs to when you go out, so this is the time.
Doctor, may you have an incredible 2021. Thank you so much for all that you've done, for keeping our listeners up to date, and our heartfelt gratitude to you and all those frontline healthcare workers.
Thank you. You too. Happy New Year.
Thank you. That was Dr. Daniel Israel giving us the update on COVID. We know it's not a sprint. It's a marathon that these doctors are running. This marathon has got a steeplechase thrown in just for good measure. Like the good doctor said, you never know what lies ahead. And just as you think it's coming to an end, something gets thrown in the way.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.